Mark chapter 14. Now 2 days later it was the Passover, and the days of the unleavened bread. And the senior priests and the scribes were looking for a way to catch him by deceit and put him to death. But they said, "Not at the festival, so that there will not be a popular uproar." Then when he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, while he was reclining at table, a woman who had an alabaster box of very expensive, genuine spikenard ointment came. And she broke the alabaster box and poured it down onto his head. And some were irritated inwardly and said, "Why has this waste of ointment taken place? For this could have been sold for more than 300 denaries and given to the poor." And they railed at her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you giving her trouble? She has done me a good work. For you always have the poor with you, and you can do them good whenever you want, but you do not always have me. She has done what she was able to do. She has had the anticipation to anoint my body for my embalming. Truly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken about as a memorial to her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went away to the senior priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were delighted and promised to give him money. Then he looked for a convenient way to betray him. Then on the first day of the unleavened bread, when they were sacrificing the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover lamb?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go off into the city, and a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he goes to, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover lamb with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, laid out and prepared. Prepare for us there." So his disciples went out and came to the city, and they found things as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover lamb. Then, when it had become late, he came with the 12, and while they were reclining and eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me, the one who eats with me." Then they began to grieve and say to him one by one, "Surely not me." And another would say, "Surely not me." But he answered and said to them, "It is the one of the 12 who dips into the bowl with me. Now the Son of Man goes away according to what stands written concerning him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him if that man had not been born." Then, while they were eating, after Jesus had taken bread and blessed it, he broke it and gave some to them, and he said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." Then when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, that of the new covenant, which is poured out on behalf of many. Truly, I say to you, that I will no longer drink from the produce of the vine at all, until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." Then they went out to the Mount of Olives, singing hymns. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all take offence at me this night, in that it stands written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Then Peter said to him, "Even if all take offence, still I will not." Then Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, that you today, this night, before the cock crows twice, will deny me 3 times. But he all the more insistently kept saying, "Even if I need to die with you, I will definitely not deny you." They all spoke similarly too. Then they came to a place, the name of which was Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit down here while I pray." Then he took Peter and James and John with him, and he began to be struck with astonishment and to be sorely troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is extremely sorrowful to the point of death. Remain here and be watchful." Then he approached a little and fell to the ground and prayed that, if it was possible, the hour should pass away from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, everything is possible with you. Remove this cup from me, but not what I want, but what you want." Then he came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not be watchful for 1 hour? Be watchful and pray, so that you do not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Then he went away again and prayed, and he said the same thing. Then he returned and found them sleeping again, for their eyes were weighed down, and they did not know what to answer him. Then he came for the third time and said to them, "Sleep from now on and rest. It has passed away. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's go. Look, he who will betray me has drawn near." And immediately, while he was still talking, Judas, being one of the 12, arrived, as did a large crowd with him, with swords and sticks, from the senior priests and the scribes and the elders. Now he who was betraying him had pre-arranged a signal with them, and he had said, "He whom I kiss, that is him. Seize him and lead him away securely." So he went off, and straightway he went up to him and said to him, "Rabbi, Rabbi," and he kissed him profusely. Then they laid their hands on him and seized him. But a certain one of those standing around drew his sword and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. But Jesus responded and said to them, "Have you come out as you would against a robber, with swords and sticks to arrest me? I was with you every day teaching in the temple, but you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." Then they all left him and fled. However, a certain young man followed him, wearing fine linen over his naked body. And the young men seized him. But he abandoned the fine linen and fled from them naked. Then they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the senior priests and the elders and the scribes went with him. Meanwhile, Peter followed him from a distance, up to inside the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the attendants and was warming himself at the fire. Now the senior priests and all the Sanhedrin council were looking for a testimony against Jesus, so as to put him to death, but they could not find one, for many were giving false witness against him, but the testimonies were not in agreement. Then some stood up and gave false witness against him, and said, "We have heard him say, 'I will destroy this sanctuary which is made by hands, and within 3 days I will build another not made by hands.'" But their testimonies were not in agreement in this either. Then the high priest stood up in full view and questioned Jesus and asked, "Do you not answer anything? What are these people testifying against you?" But he remained silent and did not answer anything. Again the high priest asked him and said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Then Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." At this the high priest tore his tunics and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. How does it look to you?" Then they all condemned him to be punishable by death. Then some began to spit at him and to blindfold his face and to buffet him and to say to him, "Prophesy." Then the attendants would give him sharp slaps on the face. Then, while Peter was in the courtyard below, one of the high priest's maidservants came, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked straight at him and said, "You were also with Jesus the Nazarene." But he denied it and said, I do not know or even understand what you are saying. Then he went out into the forecourt, and the cock crowed. Then when the maidservant saw him again, she began to say to those standing around, This man is one of them. And he kept on denying it again. And after a short while, those standing around said to Peter again, You certainly are one of them, and indeed you are a Galilean, and your dialect is similar. But he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know this man whom you are speaking about. Then the cock crowed a second time. At this, Peter remembered the saying that Jesus had spoken to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. Then he took it to heart and wept.